Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
morning and welcome to Word of Alive. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and we come this morning before the Lord our God, asking first for forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
Thanking God for another blessed day in Him. You know, I find it amazing that, you know, when it's time for prayer, we want to get sleepy. When it's time to read the Bible, we want to get sleepy and yawning. And I realize it's because we're in a warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. The flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. But we must overcome our flesh, and we can overcome our flesh when we endure, when we do what our flesh doesn't want to do. Our flesh doesn't want to pray. Our flesh doesn't want to get closer to God. Our flesh doesn't want to know God. But we must obey the Spirit of God that's within us, because the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But we thank God this morning for His Holy Spirit. And, you know, prayer does change things. Prayer does change things. And this morning we want to have our prayer come from Titus chapter 2. And good morning to my husband, Bishop Scott, who is on the line. And we want to read Titus chapter 2, but we want to take into account verses 11 through 14. But we're going to read Titus chapter 2, starting at verse 1. It says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." Let no man despise thee. Verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." So this morning, we want to get into the Word of God, and we want to pray, hallelujah, that we will deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and that we will live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. This is what our prayer is this morning, that we will deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. And we need that today. Today is October the 6th, 2013, and it is now 6:09 a.m., and we are going to pray this morning this scripture in Titus chapter 2, because the word teaches us in Isaiah chapter 55, and it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So we want to make sure that we are speaking the word of God, make sure that we're not asking God anything amiss, but we do want to pray the word of God. And verse 10, Isaiah 55, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So we're asking God's word to prosper this morning and not return unto him void, but to prosper this morning as we pray his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you today, first of all, for you waking us up this morning, oh God. For we realize that some of us have set our alarm clocks, but we understand, oh God, that if it wasn't your will for us to rise this morning, the alarm clock could have gone off all day and all night. Hallelujah. And we would not have risen. But we thank you for rising us this morning, Lord God. We thank you for being with us as we slept on last night, oh God. Father, we thank you this morning for a mind to still serve you, Lord God. A mind, Lord God, to worship you. A mind to come before your presence this morning with thanksgiving, Lord God, and into your courts with praise. Father, we're thankful unto you this morning, oh God, and we bless your name. For you, God, are great, and you're greatly to be praised, oh God. Father, you know I think about you sometimes. And I think about how people, you know, say that, God, you're not real. I think about the atheists, and I think about the agnostic, Lord God, that really not sure whether you exist or whether you are real, oh God. But this morning, I thank you, oh God, that you have given me, Lord God, you have given those of us who call upon the name of Jesus, Lord God, the mind to know that you are real, oh God. You have given us experiences in life to know that you are real, oh God. And, Father, when I think of how cotton grows out of the ground, how cotton is grown, Lord God, and cotton is not even food, but it's a product that people use, Lord God, for clothing, Lord God, how it comes out of the ground. Lord, that amazes me, Lord God, and I just praise you, and I stand in awe of you, Lord God, when I think about how cotton grows like food. It's cotton, Lord God, and I just think, like, who wouldn't believe that there is a God? Who wouldn't believe that you are the true and living God? Hallelujah. Father, who wouldn't believe that you are the creator of all things? Who wouldn't believe that about you, oh God? And, Father, I just say thank you today. When I see your stars hanging in the sky, when I see the moon and the sun and the clouds in the sky, Lord God, when I see them hanging there and see them, Lord God, that they even have to obey you and stay there and not fall from the sky, Lord God, I just praise you even the more, Lord God, and I thank you even the more because you let me know, Lord God, that you are God, that you are the creator, that there is no true God but you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Jehovah God, I say thank you today. Hallelujah. Jehovah Nisi, I say thank you. Thank you today. Jehovah Shalom, I say thank you today. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, I say thank you today. Hallelujah. Jehovah Tishkenu, I say thank you today. Hallelujah. And Father, I just glorify you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. This day, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, oh God. Father, somebody thought they were going to get up today and didn't, Lord God. Hallelujah. But we say thank you today. Hallelujah. And we glory not in ourselves, but we glory in you, Father God. Hallelujah. Because I don't believe that I did something so great, hallelujah, that I deserve to wake up today. But Father, I thank you for waking us up today anyway, Lord God. Oh God, another chance, Lord God, at your forgiveness. Another chance, Lord God, at living right for you today. Another chance, Lord God, of telling somebody else about you, Father God. And I bless you today, Lord God. And I thank you today, Father God. I glorify you today, Father God. Oh yes, I bless you, Lord God, because you are worthy to be praised. I thank you for these 31 days of prayer, Lord God. I thank you for these 31 days of prayer that are going to strengthen us, that are going to make us, hallelujah, more aware of you and your spirit, oh God. Father, we invite your Holy Spirit. We invite your Holy Spirit, your Rakadesh, like my husband says, Lord God, hallelujah, your Ruach Wakadesh, Lord God. We invite your Holy Spirit to be with us this morning. We invite your Holy Spirit to lead us this morning. We invite your Holy Spirit to lead us in your word, to guide us in prayer, hallelujah, to order our footsteps, Lord God, and where to go today, Lord God. Even if we're going to the church to worship, lead us and guide us to where you want us to go this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now I'm going to speak your word, hallelujah, and I thank you that it will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereto you sent it this morning, O God, in Jesus' name. But Father, we thank you for your word. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. And Father, it's teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And Father, I speak, Lord God, to every person listening to this, Lord God, prayer this morning, that each of us will deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and that we should live soberly and righteously and godly godly in this present world, Lord God. Hallelujah, as we look forward, hallelujah, to that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works, hallelujah. Purify us this morning unto yourself, hallelujah, hallelujah, great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Purify us unto yourself, a peculiar people this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus, a peculiar people this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for redeeming us from all iniquity. We thank you this morning that we are redeemed from all iniquity, that we no longer have to be slaves to sin, but you have redeemed us from all iniquity this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. You have redeemed us from all iniquity, O God. Father, put that in our spirits, O God. Help us to meditate that on that all day, Lord God, that we have been redeemed from all iniquity. We have been redeemed from all iniquity, hallelujah, and that you have purified us unto yourself, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, as a peculiar people, Lord God. Help us to understand what these words mean, that we have been redeemed from all iniquity, and that you have purified, hallelujah, us unto yourself as a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Help us to understand this morning, O God, that we have been redeemed from all iniquity, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help us to understand what that means, that we are no longer slaves of sin. We no longer belong to the devil. We no longer have to obey sin. Hallelujah. Nor do we have to obey the devil. Glory to God. That our flesh, hallelujah, has been redeemed. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Our soul, we've been born again. Hallelujah. We have the mind of Christ this morning. Help us to walk as in the mind of Christ today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need you this morning, O God. Jehovah Jireh, we need you this morning, hallelujah. O God, our provider. O God, we come to you, Lord God, asking you to provide us with your word, Lord God, understanding of your word, hallelujah, that we can live soberly, hallelujah, and righteously and godly, Lord God, in this present world, O God, in the name of Jesus, God. We call on you today, hallelujah, creator of this world, hallelujah. Hallelujah, the potter, hallelujah. We call on you this morning, O God, to mold us and to make us, hallelujah, into who you would have us to be, O God. Father, we call on you this morning in urgency, O God. We call on you in urgency this morning, O God. Help us, O God, hallelujah, that we will not walk after the ways of this world, O God, that we will not walk as other Gentiles have walked, O God, but we will walk according to your word and give heed unto your word this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This morning we turn ourselves over to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We turn ourselves over to you this morning. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallelujah. We give ourselves to you this morning, oh God, October the 6th, 2013, oh God, that we may be your servants today, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, glory to God, hallelujah. We lift ourselves up to you, O God. Our Father, which art in heaven, we lift ourselves up to you, O God, hallelujah. O God, we ask this morning, O Father, which art in heaven, we ask this morning that you will send your Holy Ghost this morning, O God, that he will refresh us today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. O Father, which art in heaven, O God, we resort, hallelujah. We give ourselves to you, God, today in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, O God, we glorify you today, hallelujah. We ask you to clean us up, O God, anything that's not like you, our Father, which art in heaven, we ask, O God, that you will clean us up, hallelujah. God, our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, we ask you today to reveal, hallelujah, and heal today, God, in Jesus' name, whatever the hindrance is, O God, whatever it is, O God, in heaven, we lift it up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and we ask, O God, that you will reveal it and heal it, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, O God.
We humble ourselves before you today and teach us to deny all ungodliness, all worldly lust, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, which art in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven. We appeal to you today, hallelujah, to clean us up in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven. We appeal to you today, hallelujah, to make us whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, O God, we appeal to you today, O God, to make your word alive in us today, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. O Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, we appeal to you today, hallelujah, that we will get a greater understanding of our redemption through Jesus Christ today, in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, we appeal to you today, hallelujah, glory to God, to help us, oh God, that we will separate ourselves, oh God, from the uncleanness of this world, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, we appeal to you today, glory to God, on behalf of those that don't know you, hallelujah. Father God, which art in heaven, oh God, we appeal to you today, God, that you will bring, hallelujah, the sinner to repentance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, we appeal to you today, hallelujah, that you will heal the pain, oh God, that are causing, Lord God, your people to perish this day, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Our Father, which art in heaven, we appeal to you today, hallelujah, hallelujah, asking you, Lord God, to be with those today who have backslidden, oh God, that you will draw them back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, we appeal to you today, hallelujah, to speak to those, hallelujah, that are incarcerated, oh God, those that are in prisons everywhere, God. We ask you, oh Father, which art in heaven, to appeal to them this day, Lord God, to draw them by your spirit today, God, in the name of Jesus. Those, oh God, that will hear the word today because of prison ministry, oh God, that their hearts will be pricked, oh God, and they will no longer kick against the pricks, oh God, but they will hear a word today and be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, which art in heaven, oh God, we appeal to you today, oh God, that you will put an anointing, Lord God, on every person that's going to minister in the prisons today, oh God. Hallelujah, because we know, hallelujah, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, in heaven, hallelujah, our Father, which art in heaven, oh God, that the word preached today in the prisons will not fall on bad ground, but that it will fall on good ground, and that Satan will not be able to come and pluck the word, oh God, from the hearer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, I pray for those in prison today, oh God, that they will hear the word and be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I pray for those in prisons today, oh God, that they will hear, Father, in heaven, hallelujah, that they will hear, Lord God, and be convicted of sin, oh God, and that they will turn to you with their whole hearts, oh God, not just because they're in prison, oh God, but because, hallelujah, they heard a word, hallelujah, oh God, and that it pierced their soul, oh God, and that they cry out to you today and say, what must I do to be saved, oh God, and that they will be saved today, that they will be redeemed today, hallelujah, that they will be counted among those that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus today, God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it being done right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up the agnostic, Lord God, and the atheist to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, oh God, that you will draw them, Lord God, unto yourself, that as we lift up Jesus, hallelujah, today, oh God, we lift up the agnostic and the atheist, oh God. Let them know, Lord God, that you are real, Heavenly Father. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that you are real, Lord God. Give them an answer with them. They will understand it without a shadow of doubt, oh God, that they will understand, oh God, and be healed today, God, that they will understand today and be redeemed today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we say thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up those those in the hospitals today, God, those who have lost hope, hallelujah, because of their, hallelujah, sickness or disease, those who have lost hope, oh God, those who think that you don't care because they have a sickness or a disease. Father, we lift them up to you in heaven, oh God, today. We lift them up to you and we appeal to you on their behalf today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And let them know this day, Father. Let them know today, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you do love them, oh Heavenly Father, and that you can heal them, oh God. And Father, I ask, oh God, for that one looking for a miracle today, that you will heal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Somebody's crying out to you even right now, God, for a miracle in their healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Somebody is in despair right now, oh God. They've gotten a bad report and they're crying out to you, God. And Father, I appeal to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, asking you to answer them right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody just got a report of cancer. Somebody just got a report, Lord God, of some tragic disease, oh God. Somebody got a report of AIDS this morning. But God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Heavenly Father, I ask you to speak to them, God, in Jesus' name, and let them know that you are the Lord God that healeth us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh God, heal today in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I appeal to you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that those of us who call on your name, Lord, those of us who say that we are born again, those of us who say that we are blood bought with the blood of Jesus, that we will walk like we've been bought by the blood of Jesus this day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray today that we will act like, oh God, live like, talk like, walk like we've been redeemed, that we've been bought by the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for redeeming us this day, our Father, which art in heaven. We say thank you today, God, for redeeming us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for thinking enough of us, hallelujah, to send Jesus, hallelujah, Yeshua, hallelujah, Yehoshua, hallelujah, Joshua, hallelujah. We thank you for sending him today, hallelujah, to redeem us back to yourself, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. Oh God, we thank you. We glorify you. We give you praise this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we lift up those with cerebral palsy today. We lift up those with mental illness today. We lift up all those with all kinds of physical illness today. Oh, Father, we appeal to you in heaven. We appeal to you, Heavenly Father. We appeal to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, for healing, oh God. As I lay hands on my own belly, oh God, I appeal to you for healing today, God, in the name of Jesus. I appeal to you for healing for Bishop Joseph Holman today, God. I appeal to you for healing today for Bishop Gerald Scott today. I appeal to you for healing today, hallelujah, for Austin and his mother Kathy, oh God. I appeal to you for healing this day, oh God, for Rhonda, Lord God. I appeal to you for healing today, hallelujah, for my mother-in-law, this on her birthday today, God, in the name of Jesus. I appeal to you for healing, oh God, for Kimberly Scott, oh God. I appeal to you for healing today for Christopher Summers, oh God. I appeal to you for healing today for Ryan Summers, oh God. I appeal to you, Father in heaven, for healing today for Christopher, for Symphony, Nehemiah and Jeremiah, oh God. I appeal to you for healing today, hallelujah, for Apostle Brenda Thomas. I pray for appeal to you for healing today, hallelujah, for those who have been abused today, for those, Lord God, hallelujah, are drinking and being drunk, Lord God, because they've been abused, those who are on drugs today because they've been abused, violated, oh God. We appeal to you, Heavenly Father in heaven, oh God, that you will hear their prayers this morning, that you will heal their prayers this morning, that you will heal them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I appeal to you, hallelujah, hallelujah, to heal, oh God, everyone who's calling out to you today, out of a pure heart, seeking you, oh God, those even coming to you as a last resort. I appeal to you, Heavenly Father, that you will hear them, heal them, deliver them in the name of Jesus. you hear this prayer, that, oh God, that you will answer this prayer, because we're not praying amidst the day, but we're praying your will. And God, your word says if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us and you give us those things that we ask for. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank God for every person who has joined us this morning in this prayer, and every person who shall join in the archives later on. Go in peace today. Have a great day. May the Lord God bless you today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And again, we exhort you today, hallelujah, this day, hallelujah, that you will live soberly, that we will live soberly, righteously, and this present world, and that we will deny ungodliness and worldly lust this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.